This is an audio extra from Ozarks at Large and KUAF 91.3 FM. I'm Kyle Kellums. Recently, Felipe Fernandez Armesto was on the University of Arkansas campus to deliver a lecture in the Hartman Hotz Lecture Series. He also visited the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, and here is more from the conversation than we had time for on the air. Is there an inherent frustration built in to when you're writing a book that is titled Food, a History? Because there...
Oh, well, obviously the frustration of writing Food, a History was that I couldn't eat any of the stuff. I mean, I did have this idea that I would intercalate recipes into the book, because it's meant to be a history of food which encompasses an ecological and a cultural, but also a culinary perspective. So all those three ways of looking at the history of food are in the book, and I thought that I would enrich the culinary perspective, enrich the experience of the reader by including recipes, but I'm afraid my wife wouldn't allow me to practice any of them in the kitchen because I made too much mess. So I had to cut that out of the book. So that was the big frustration of that book. But obviously all of my books are very, very frustrating. I think I guess you interview lots of authors on your program, and aren't we all terribly frustrated people? Because when you set off to write a book, it's going to be the greatest book the world has ever seen. And then you write it and you realize it's not. There's always a sense of frustration. There's always a gap between conception and execution, and your ambitions just seem to plummet down that gap.
Well, I imagine, are sometimes you only stopped because of the publisher's deadline? Because I imagine you could still be writing a global history.
Yes.
There are always more.
Yes, yes. And of course, I mean, I think it's very typical of scholarly books. If they have any sort of success, they tend to go through various editions, and you do get a chance for some sort of backward glances at your own work and to change things, and sometimes with a bit of luck, you might actually make them better. But I've always been very disciplined about writing. I do a lot of journalism. My parents were both journalists. One of my first jobs was as a journalist. And I've never worried about writing to deadline in the way that a lot of my fellow academics find that terribly frightening and difficult. And I don't mind handing, you know, my baby over to the midwife. I don't mind handing the book over to the publisher and cutting my losses. And then I very occasionally somebody might read them and I get some feedback, and then I can go back to the subject empowered by what the readers have felt about it and told me about it.
Yeah, you write that 1492, that moment is perhaps the most pivotal moment in the Earth's history since Pangaea broke up.
Yes, I think in environmental terms, it would be hard to find a rival. I mean, I think there have been great transformations. I think of industrialization in the 19th century. You think of the opening up of the American Midwest, which I always think is one of the most conspicuous and you know, vast transformations of the whole environment which until the mid-19th century was called the Great American Desert and then became the granary of the world, this great sort of center of civilization. There have been, you know, really, and I guess also in the 18th century, there was a really interesting environmental revolution in the world, which was in the distribution of disease, the retreat of the diseases that people called plagues, and the rise of these the projection on a global scale of a lot of bacterial waterborne diseases and ultimately, of course, the lifestyle diseases which have come to be the sort of plague of the present day. Well, so there have been some tremendous ecological transformations in history, but I honestly don't think there's anything to rival that of 1492, either for speed, I mean, being concentrated in a single year, or for completeness. I compare it with, I know, the extinction of the dinosaurs. I'm saying that probably millions of years.
Right. Felipe Fernandez Armesto is the author of 1492, The Year the World Began, and several other books. He was on the University of Arkansas campus during the first week of April to deliver a lecture in the Hartman Hotz Lecture Series. This has been an audio extra from Ozarks at Large and KUAF 91.3 FM. I'm Kyle Kellums.